Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning, she is the Executive Director of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Gray. Lisa, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, and I'll tell you, the weather this morning is good chilly weather, and that leads us to the Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge, which is going to take place on Saturday, October 28th, a week from this Saturday. What can you tell our audience about
this? Yes, it is. We're holding at 12 noon to 5 o'clock that day. It is our third annual event, and we have over 20 amateur cooks who are signed up so far to cook with us. Yes, we have 14 local restaurants who are also competing in our restaurant competition. We've added a youth competition this year for kids under 18. It's just getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's very exciting, and I hope that people are going to come out for us. We're expecting over 3,000 people this year.
Wow. So. What do you think was the original driving force? You know, when you start something like this, it is a chance you're taking, but it's just been Rob Ray, who is our head of production here. He just loves it. He's part of it. He told me yesterday.
He'll be one of our judges. We have some celebrity judges that come out for us every year. And, you know, if you think about it, this is the perfect time of year for chili. The weather's starting to get a little colder. People are looking for things to do on the weekends because you're not going to the beach so much anymore. You're not doing so much yard work anymore.
Right.
You're looking for things to do with the kids. And we offer trick-or-treating for the kids among our vendors. We have almost 50 vendors who will be with us this year handing out treats for the kids. So it's just a great family event, a great way to spend the day with people, having fun, listening to live music, having a little beer and wine, and eating all the chili your stomach can hold.
Oh, man, I can go for some
chili.
Have
a hot stomach when you get home.
That's right.
Where in Simsbury, Lisa?
We are blessed to have the wonderful Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center right in town. Mm. Yes, so that's where it's going to be held.
That's terrific.
That's where we have the big shows in the summer.
Yes.
Fabulous place.
Is there
lots
an admission? Is there an admission?
There is. It's $10 for adults. That's age 11 and up, and that includes all the chili that you can eat.
Whoa.
So it's definitely a great deal.
That's terrific.
Yes.
Now, who do you get? Now, you say you got chefs that, you know, this is an art, preparing chili. I love chili. But how do you get these chefs in there?
Well, there's a couple of different competitions that we'll have going on. Mainly, it is a competition that's sanctioned by the International Chili Society. And the chefs that are members of the International Chili Society cook all over the country all year long. And they're competing to get to the World Championships, which are actually being held this coming weekend in Reno, Nevada. So our event being held the weekend after will be the first event of the new chili year.
Wow.
So those chefs will be coming back from Reno looking to make it into the Worlds next year. So they'll be coming to our competition to compete in the hopes of getting to the 2008 World Championship competition.
So in a way, it's the opening of the chili season.
It is. It's the opening of the chili season, yes. So we get a lot of our chefs through the International Chili Society. We also have a lot of local people who will be there cooking what we call their People's Choice Chili, and that's what all the attendees of the event will be able to walk around and taste and judge. And then, as I said, we have our restaurant competition. And some of the restaurants that are competing this year will have Simsbury Inn, who will be back to defend their title that they won last year.
Great restaurant.
We have some other really local favorites like Abigail's, Avon Prime Meats, the new Marketplace Kitchen in Avon, Avon Old Farms Hotel, the North House. Just about any place in the area in Simsbury and Avon is competing with us.
What was the motivation and when did you actually start all this, and what was the motivation? That's tremendous what you're telling us.
Thank you. Our first year was 2015, and I actually started my position as executive director with the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce in September of 2014. And when I came on board, I was looking for some kind of a great fundraising event for the chamber that could involve the whole community and people could bring their families out. And so my husband and I happened to attend the New England Regional Chili Cook-Off Championships in New Haven that year, which is held in September in New Haven every year. And so we attended, and we just had a blast, and I thought, why can't we bring this to Simsbury? So we did. 2015 was our first year, and for a first year event, everybody was just telling us that it was absolutely phenomenal. It just went off without a hitch, and we've just been growing every year.
It really is terrific when you think about it.
When you think about this story.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah.
And it all starts at noon, you said?
Noon on October 28th, yes. Another little feature that we've added this year that's new is a touch-a-truck event for families with young children. All of us who have had young children, we know kids love climbing out the construction vehicles and the ambulance and all those types of things. So we'll have those out for the kids to look at and climb on and honk the horns and all that fun stuff.
Terrific.
What time? It's 2 to 5?
Noon to 5, right?
The event starts at 12, yes. Our restaurant competition actually starts at 2. So anybody who wants to sample the restaurant chilies should arrive early and plan to start that at 2 o'clock.
You've got some great restaurants, too.
Yes, we do.
Tremendous
definitely.
Restaurants.
Brad, when we come back, we want to talk about the judging and some of what else is involved and the Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge on Saturday, October the 28th.
Okay, it is 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and here we are on a Wednesday already. Doesn't seem possible, but it is, and we're going to check the bumper-to-bumper crowd, see how they're doing out there, and here she is, Janelle Crispin. And Janelle, how's it looking at this particular hour of the morning?
Well, kind of messy because we have a couple of crashes. Luckily, one has been cleared away. One, they're still working on 91 northbound into exit 24. There's a multi-car crash in Rocky Hill. The right shoulder is blocked. Also, the right lane partially blocked. Delays back to Cromwell. And then we had a crash cleared off of Route 2 westbound approaching exit 4, but still lots of leftover delays all the way back to Glastonbury. This report is brought to you by Connecticut Toyota Dealers. Get a lot of envious stares in the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with a sporty interior and a dynamic exterior. With an aggressive front grille, the stylish Toyota Camry can really wow you. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Janelle Crispin, back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
And thank you, my friend. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, you know, we have been very, very fortunate to be able to talk with a head man of MyPillow, and what a successful business it has been. And, you know, you folks right here listening to us every day have been the talk of the town. And this is one of the reasons that the owner was on our program. And, again, we've got some tremendous, tremendous prices here. It's the lowest pricing MyPillow has ever offered. You buy one MyPillow, and Christmas is just around the corner. You buy one MyPillow and get one absolutely free. You just go to MyPillow.com. Make sure that you use promo code WDRC. That's right. And remember this, because people have asked us about this. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. And comes, of course, with a 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. You won't want to take your money back because you're going to keep the pillow and you'll buy some more. You wait and see. Now, to get MyPillow's lowest offer ever, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special and use promo code WDRC. Or call 1-800-659-1135. You got that? 1-800-659-1135. And be sure to use promo code WDRC to get to buy one, and you get one offer. Yes, you do. Get one for free. Now, you can also use our promo code to get up to 50% off of all items on the MyPillow website. You can have a field day for Christmas. That's MyPillow.com.
All right, Brad, back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning is Lisa Gray, Executive Director of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the big Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge, which is going to take place in Simsbury on Saturday, October the 28th, from noon until 5. Lisa, explain to our audience how the judging is going to work for this event.
Sure. Well, as I touched on a little bit earlier, part of our event is sanctioned by the International Chili Society. Those cooks that are competing in that competition are cooking traditional Texas red chili, which, if you've ever tasted that, it's just meat and sauce. There's no beans, no other vegetables other than the peppers and tomatoes. It's meat and sauce. They're also cooking chili verde, which is the green chili, which usually has pork in it, and then the sauce is made with green peppers and sometimes tomatillos. And they're cooking salsa. So those three items are judged by a pre-selected panel of judges. And as you mentioned before, we've got Rob Ray, who's one of our judges. We've got John Hampton, who's our state representative. Prudence Sloan is a judge. Chris Prosperi, our wonderful chef that we have in Simsbury from Metro B. We'd love to have one of you guys if you would like to be a judge. That's the group of judges that are judging that competition. And then all of those cooks who are making those three types are also making people's choice chili. And that's what most of us cook when we're at home, where we add things like beans and corn, or you can make it with chicken, or you can make it vegetarian, you know, whatever little twist you like to put on it. That's what we call people's choice. And that's what the attendees of the event will get to walk around and taste and judge.
Wow.
You know something, though, just listening to you, what I think is the big story, that you and your husband just, you know, when you started to go there to work and you come up with this idea, and all of a sudden it turns into a huge thing every year.
Yes,
that's
it
fabulous.
Has. And it's funny, I don't think my husband and I even realized what fans of chili we really were until we attended this event. And now everywhere we go, we kind of seek out chili competitions. We were just at one a couple of weeks ago, and we were visiting our son in college in Myrtle Beach. We went to one down there. So
now there's so much going on that day. For example, you're also going to have a new youth chili cooking competition. Talk about that.
Yes, we do. We have several youth signed up already, anywhere from the age 10 to 14. Anyone under age 18 can sign up, but we actually have a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old.
Wow.
So they're going to be cooking with us. They have to do everything on their own. They do have to have an adult supervising, and if there's anything that's a little bit too dangerous for them, like maybe lighting the stove or cutting the meat, those types of things, adults can help with that. But otherwise, the kids are doing it all on their own, and they're competing both in the International Chili Society competition, so they can cook red chili for that, which I was talking about earlier, or they can also cook the People's Choice chili that everyone will be judging who attends.
You don't know how happy I am to hear this for several reasons, not the least of which is we seem to be living today in a fast food society where everybody goes to a fast food joint or pulls something out of the freezer and pops it in the microwave.
Right.
And now you've got this competition with
you're
the youth.
Right.
This
yeah.
is
right
terrific,
there.
Yes,
Lisa.
Kids are learning to cook, yes. And it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
If you've ever been to any of these competitions, the state of Connecticut requires these cooks to cook everything on site. They can't even cut their meat. They can't cut their vegetables in advance. Everything has to be prepared on site.
I didn't know that.
So they have to bring everything with them, and they typically use one of the little propane stoves that you and I might take camping on the weekend. Mm-hmm. That's what they've got to cook on. So it's not an easy thing, but they do a fantastic job.
Now, do you give any prizes? Do you give prizes?
You bet we do. In fact, this year, thanks to AdNet Technologies, we're able to give a $1,000 first prize to the red chili winner.
Wow.
And $250 to the first prize youth winner. Yes, and there's also second and third prizes.
So can you still enter the competition?
It's getting close.
Okay.
If someone contacted me today and really wanted to do it, yes. And the hang-up is the Farmington Valley Health District. They need to get, because everyone has to have a temporary food service permit.
Okay.
So they have to submit a permit application in order to get that. And it takes a few days to process that. So if people wanted to contact me today, yes, there's probably still time.
Okay.
How many actually, and I know you're guessing, or maybe you already know, what is the count as far as these cooks? And I'm talking about the young, the old. How many come and cook? This is fascinating.
Yes, as of right now, we have 25 cooks. That includes the adults and the youth. And then in addition to that, we have the 14 restaurants.
Wow.
Boy, can you imagine?
That's a lot of chili.
It is. And in this case, too many cooks doesn't spoil the chili.
I know.
The more the merrier. What about this new classic car exhibit? I guess that's going to be part of the event as well, Lisa?
Yes. We've invited some of the owners with the classic cars. It's there's a group called Classic Cars of Connecticut, I believe.
Yes.
And so they've been invited. They did bring a few cars last year. I think we had about 8 or 10, and they loved it so much that they've really spread the word this year, and we're going to have a lot more participation this year among them as well. So that's nice for people that enjoy coming out and seeing those wonderful pieces of machinery.
Talk a bit about the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce in general, how things are going.
You know, it's a wonderful organization. I'm so fortunate to be involved with it and to be able to work with the people there every day. We have, at the current time, we've got about 335 active business members in Simsbury and the surrounding towns. And it's been growing in the last 3 years. We have so many different programs and benefits that we're offering to our members now. It keeps me very, very busy, but I absolutely love it. I've never worked so hard in my life, truth be told, but I enjoy every minute of it.
What are some of the benefits of being a member of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce?
Well, number one is the connections that people can make among the business, other business members, as well as the community. We offer a lot of different networking events. We offer actually 3 different events every month, in addition to things like the Chili Challenge. And we do a huge business leaders breakfast every year in the late winter, February, March. We get over 200 people for that. We bring out some great speakers. Last year we had Aaron Stewart, the mayor of New Britain, and Rebecca Lobo, and that was a fantastic event. We do an annual meeting where we award Business Leader of the Year, Educator of the Year, Public Servant of the Year awards. We do ribbon-cutting ceremonies. My goodness, the ribbon-cutting ceremonies have been exploding in Simsbury in the last couple of months. We've had so many new businesses opening up, so we've been congratulating and celebrating them. We've been doing a new event that we just started in August that's called Rush Hours. Every other Tuesday, we meet at a member's place of business. It's been typically a retailer or a restaurant from 4 to 6 p.m. only. The community can rush into that business and take advantage of a great deal. So next Tuesday, the 24th, we are going to be holding our Rush Hours at the Old Well Tavern, which is in the north end of Simsbury. And people can come in for happy hour between 4 and 6 and get one free on all appetizers.
When I was just thinking, listening to you here this morning, when do you sleep? I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
she
my
said,
husband
it's
asked
the hardest
same question.
You've ever worked in your life.
It is, yes. It's long hours, yeah. But I
but
love it. It's all worth it.
Like it.
It's all worth it, yes.
You know, Lisa, these rush hour events, it's so important to, now more than ever, where we have social media, we have these smartphones, and we're texting. It's so important to still meet face-to-face to network, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And I think even the younger people are realizing that, the ones who have really been raised on the smartphones and the tablets and the computers, they're getting into the workforce now, and they're realizing that nothing beats that face-to-face contact. In fact, earlier this year, we started a young professionals group in Simsbury. It's another thing that we're doing. And we just met last evening at a new business in Simsbury. And it's great to see the young faces come out and making those connections.
Now, what is the age group there?
Well, we do say it is geared toward business people under 40, but we do not check IDs at the door. So anyone is welcome to come. We do meet once a month at a different business, and we mostly get together to just have fun and cut loose, but it's also a great networking opportunity as well.
Well, that's terrific. Brad, we've got about a minute left. Can you just give us a recap on the Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge?
Certainly. It's Saturday, October 28th, noon to 5. We've got trick-or-treating for the kids with our vendors. We've got live entertainment. In fact, I didn't mention the bands. Maybe I should do that. Shaded Soul Band, which was recently voted best band in Connecticut by Connecticut Magazine readers. We've got Jake Kulak and the Lowdown. And we've got Still Kickin' in the Big City Horns, all great bands coming out. They are fantastic. Beer and wine for the adults. Touch a Truck for the kids. classic cars. I mean, you name it. It's just a great day. So we invite everyone to please come out. $10 for tickets. You can't beat it.
And that's for age 11 and up, correct?
11 and up. $10. 10 and under are free. Yes.
And if people want more information, they can go to SimsburyChili.com, correct?
Yes. And come in costume. We also have a costume contest that day.
All right.
All kinds of things going on. And we've got great prizes for the costume contest.
Terrific.
As well.
Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Boy, thank you so
Lisa,
much.
This has been just tremendous.
I hope to see you guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Boy, right. Simsbury, you've really done a lot over there. It's coming up to 8:30, my friends. Back with more. Stay with us.